Hello, this is David Bowie, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Neil,
I hear just a little bit
strange. We better trip
without Jane. Yeah. Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hanging out with your friends.
Construct ground for you.
What do we know about partying or anything else?
Oh, hello. What?
Just threw a little slide whistle in there.
Yeah, instead of the normal the cheering audience.
Yeah.
It's always a nice one to come out on, just because it's...
Variety is the spice of...
No, people. It's not.
What is?
Paprika.
Paprika.
This is Jonah part. Ray. Dio can't make it because he's looking for the audience sound that we always have done coming out of the... Don't do it now. Do not do it now. Do not do it now. Cash is here. Cash.
Hey, everybody.
Tell him to not do it now.
Don't do it now, Neil. Oh, now he's going to do it. He never does what I say.
Yeah. And now Neil's here.
Hey, everybody. Big timing. Tuesday night.
Shit. Well, Neil... Give me, actually, no, maybe I'll do this one. What's the one I like?
Hey, now, you're an all-star.
Our guest. We have a guest today.
Oh, I like that one. I know what you're doing.
We have a, what's the one I'm trying to remember? The one.
Yeah, I should get that app. It's way better than mine.
It is. What's, I don't understand.
Did you
this,
do that live?
Like, this aggression is real weird.
I got some notes on our aggression this weekend.
Did you, by who?
I don't want to say.
Really?
By your therapist?
No.
Who gave you notes on our aggression?
It's just that it's not fun for other people.
Our guest today is Jake Folkenest.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey.
What a gentleman. Staying silent through the awkward parts.
Well, yeah. Right. I was waiting for an introduction. I didn't want to. There's a lot of soundboards out, and I don't want to mess with the format.
No.
It was a polite nervousness.
The reason I got the soundboard was because Neil never used to be here.
Okay.
Excuse me?
He's here now, and he's got.
Sometimes physically here.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's just not here.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes, yeah.
You're taking it. Oh, this would be the hostility that you're referring to.
Yes.
That you got notes on.
Yeah.
When Chris McCaleb told you it wasn't fun for people to listen to it, who gave you the note?
Oh, wow.
I'm just gonna say I had a conversation with people that, like, you, when you and I bicker, it's fun for you and me sometimes, but maybe not so.
Was this at the party? Was this at Cash's bachelor party?
Or was it an email sent after the fact?
It was an email sent
from Dave Clock.
It was a telegram I got. On the way home, it was delivered to me at a gas station outside Monrovia.
Wait a minute. So wait, you went to a party.
And, yeah.
Okay, you guys, which is, that's cool. And then
you were, party.
So that's awesome. So it's a bachelor party. And there was somebody at this bachelor party that felt that there was such tension, there was awkwardness between you and Jonah, but they didn't want to bring it up in person at the party. They waited
or
to
tell me
an, oh they waited to send an email like
yeah
this, so that I would take it seriously, Jonah.
And they didn't tell me. They
yeah
told
they didn't tell
Neil.
They
no.
didn't tell
I'm a
you
little, I'm a
they,
little more approachable
approachable
they told
they told yeah, the guy Neil,
but not so only did they tell Neil but
I'm
wrote to, him an email.
They sent a missive.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a missive.
What's a missive?
A missive is like I feel like that's an attack.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
I feel, yeah. Like yeah. if you like if I, I'm sending a missive. That's with.
It was very cordial. It was very friendly.
This was a.
And who was it from?
Were there other notes in it?
This is also.
You have a very vindictive look on your face right now.
Like, no.
I'm just trying to.
The vindictiveness is towards you because this is like a thing that you love that I don't know who it is.
You're doing the thing that I'm saying that we should probably lay off of.
Well, I just think the fact that it's anybody, like.
Yeah,
it's amazing that somebody wouldn't say it in person, but would like, you know what? I didn't have the courage to bring it up in person, but I'm going to bring it up over an email later. That's
hey,
the
sometimes
best way.
That's easier. I get it.
Yeah, I get that too. Yeah,
to one of the parties.
Yeah,
to only one of the parties.
But
involved.
It's your. But it's your.
It's more sure. Maybe I like. Maybe I like how aggressive it is.
Okay.
It was definitely over a drummer. I do remember that. I do remember it got heated over whether a guy was snapping his wrists a bunch in a song. I don't remember.
Oh yeah, Neil talked shit about like the sound of it, like a drummer. We were listening to some music, and
okay.
then like Neil
Jake
diminished.
Is immediately in.
Neil diminished the role of drummers.
No, I didn't. I said he was a good drummer, but he didn't play interesting parts.
No, but you said, so you said he sucked.
No, I didn't.
That's all right. You know what? None of us remember.
I wouldn't call that diminishing the role of a drummer.
Why are you taking what he said?
Because I'm sitting on the couch with him.
But you're across from me.
I know, but...
I can shoot out that pile of books at
any time. I just feel like... I don't know. Supported by a pile of books. It seems like you guys are adversarial. I just want peace.
You just want peace.
Yeah, I really do.
As do I. This is the peace couch.
This is the peace couch now?
The peace of couch.
Okay. All right. All right. So I'm the asshole.
I didn't say that, but somebody did in an email that I haven't read. At a party that I didn't go to. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's very nice of you, Jay.
That's really
I am so not in this.
Yeah.
I couldn't be further removed.
You are now, baby.
Oh,
guys,
man.
I need to leave the podcast because Jake is comically more upset with this than I am.
That's true.
And if this was a weekly
Cash
thing.
Cash just lets it wash over him.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, oh, all right.
Literally, like, there's been times afterwards I go, was that too much Friday? And Cash was like, well, what are you going to do? and he wasn't even talking to me. He was talking to himself at that moment.
You guys are such close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yes. There's the right one.
But I think
it'll happen.
It's really what it is. It's banter. I've been watching a lot of Love Island.
Oh,
so
people love Love Island.
Well, I'm watching the UK one.
Ooh,
yes. Is there another one? Is there an American one now?
Well, they put it on in America, but I tried watching it and the accents weren't fun. So I was like, this is no fun.
KSS Love Island.
Huh?
What's Love Island?
Love Island? It's a dating show. You can watch it on Hulu. Normally, I'd be like, who cares, right?
Right.
But it's so British.
That's called The Violent.
No, Love Island.
Love Island.
Well, we all hear what we want.
Violent.
I'm watching a reality show called The Violent.
It's
the most British thing I've ever seen.
I thought it was French, like Le Violent. And I was like, oh, this sounds dark. Is it like one of those?
It's a spinoff.
It's a spinoff
of Villanelle.
No, it's literally it's a show for dumb people, but it's comforting.
Last year I was out in England doing some stand up, and like every time someone had a fucking Love Island reference, people would go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's felt huge. More it's of huge. A yank. Yeah. It's nuts over there.
It's just, is it like their Bachelor, whatever?
I think it kind of is like their Bachelor. I don't watch the Bachelor.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like
I don't watch any of that,
USA.
But I just, from the get-go episode one, like I kind of put it on as a joke. Like, yeah, let's watch Love Island. And then it was like, oh, this is the best show I've ever seen.
Yeah, people love that stuff. But we're going to have more Jake Vogelness here. Are you going to stick around? You can stick around.
I
got to
go. Yeah, I got to take off.
You're going to stick around after the break?
Yeah. No, I'll stick around. Yeah.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break real quick. Right when we come back, more Jake Vogelness, more Cash Hartzell. This is the B positive.
This microphone's on his dick.
This is a submitted track by the B positives called Trouble Girl. They're out of Manchester, I believe. And if you want your music showcased on this show, if you want some fucking like arguments happening before your music, submit it to jonahradio@gmail.com. This is Trouble Girl.
Seems to shake the tree and please stop your advances. Hello, this is Damon Albarn of Gorillaz and Blur. You're listening to Jonah Radio.
Hey! This Damon Albarn knows he was in two bands.
Yes. Yeah. And he had that. It's like, it's in the good note about Damon Albarn is he sounds like he's about to fall asleep when he's in a conversation.
I couldn't tell you what he sounds like, but I bought it.
Yeah. Well, you got to watch Live Forever, the doc on the Britpop invasion of the
90s. Oh, I watched that. Yeah. That came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's an older one.
I saw that. Yeah. That.
Yeah. And the dude from Pulp is just like on his like single bed in some cottage.
Yeah.
And you go, that tracks.
He's common people.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I love Jarvis Cocker.
Jarvis Cocker. That's, yeah. My rights here. I got to go. So Jake,
yes.
you've been involved in music for a very long time.
Yeah, I guess.
And
so.
And when you stopped being a disc jockey, for the Sirius XMU station, have you had trouble keeping up with the world of music news?
Absolutely, actually, because it was sort of part of my daily routine. And then it fell out of my daily routine. So I'm really hoping if you're not segueing into your music news segment right now.
What were your sites? Like, where would you research?
Oh, Jesus Christ. He was queuing him up.
No, I'm actually interested in this.
They call me old speed bump.
That's what I call him.
Segway killer. I'll tell you about what the sites I use.
What kind of segment?
On.
What kind of segment would you want to hear right now?
I think I'd like to hear a little music news.
Music news. Oh wow, so seamless, so professional.
I got a booger came out of my nose when I did
it's
that one.
It's time for music news when we give you the ones and twos on the do's and don'ts of Toony Tunes. Looney Tunes, and I'm just stop there. Okay.
Yeah, because you're going to say Jews at some point, and I'm not going to like
I'm
it.
I'm surprised I already didn't. guys, recently, a man sued a legless juggalo for running him over with a golf cart at a gathering of the juggalos.
Well,
a man I thought sued. That. A legless juggalo. Ed, did you hear this?
Yes, sir.
Ohio resident Adam Batten says he was riding a motorized bike at Insane Clown Posse's 20th annual gathering of the juggalos. He's not a fan, he clarifies, but he was there as a documentarian shooting footage for an upcoming project.
Oh.
All right. When a golf cart with no headlights came careening towards him, he alleges that a legless juggalo, Alexander Less Legs Perkins. Oh, God.
Less Legs.
Less Legs Juggalo. Legless.
Less Legs Perkins.
Sorry. She sells t-shirt. Legless juggalo Alexander Less Legs Perkins was behind the wheel operating the golf cart pedals with a baseball bat. We allege our client's serious and life-altering injuries were preventable, predictable, and the result of a culture of irresponsibility that has festered at this event over the past 20 years.
So now, here's the
fuck. That guy is fucked. That dude.
I have a huge question to ask. Anytime you get a concert ticket, right? You buy a concert ticket, any concert, the most pedestrian concert ever. The back of the concert ticket has like a contract on it. And it's like, rules and regulations.
Yeah. Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Enter at your own peril.
Yeah. So can you imagine what the gathering of the juggalo, if you buy a ticket to the gathering of the juggalos, documentarian or not.
He clearly had a press pass. Okay. Does that exclude him from the...
I don't think so either.
I think you got to sign stuff. So. Yeah.
I think I think that his... First of all, it's going to be hard to find a judge that's not a juggalo.
Juggalo.
Not to mention, these guys are obviously going to retain jug and lawyers at law.
So
and when he bangs the gavel, it's just one of those beep, beep.
Hold on a second. We should delete this from the podcast because I think we should go pitch Juggalo Court.
Juggalo Court.
I think that it would be a series.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Here he is. The Honorable Lil Toenail.
So the worst thing that happened was he got run over by a golf cart?
Yeah. There was that story. Bobcat has that story where he was being like, he was in a golf cart with some guy that everyone apparently hated. And then some guy was like, hey, blah, blah, you suck. And then, like, threw a beer can, a full beer can at the guy, or a can of Shasta or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
And then, like, it hit the guy in the head, and the guy was like, oh, that doesn't... And then started to pass out.
I feel like Bobcat is also, is a person who's, like... he's one of those guys who's like, oh, Bobcat has that story.
Yeah.
Because he's just, like...
finds himself in weird situations.
He's the best dude.
Yeah, he's a great dude. Wow. And we hope him and Dana Gould have a speedy recovery.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
That was one too many car accidents happening.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
You think that was too many? Wait till you hear about this golf cart.
He
heard about it. Sorry.
But you know what? By the way, that would be a great booking for the Gathering of the Juggalos, Dana Gould and Bobcat Gold.
Oh, they would kill them.
You
had a comedy show.
I think Bob's done it.
I'm sure. Yeah. Why would you, Jonah, if you were invited to do the Gathering of the Juggalos, you would.
I would say yes, but I'd be scared.
Yeah, terrified.
You know what? Any place that asked me to do comedy at their festival, I'd be. I'm scared. I'm scared all the time.
John, we want you to do the Meltdown reunion show.
Gonna say yes, but everyone's gonna just think I'm getting in the way of Kumail.
Not as funny as Kumail.
Yeah, it is, guys. Recently at the VMAs, which stands for the Video Music Awards.
Yes.
What's a video music?
It's a music video.
Okay.
It should be the MVAs, really.
It's music.
Why didn't they call it the MVAs? Music Video Awards.
I think that the Mobile Vets Association already had
that
award ceremony.
You nailed it. Yeah.
So recently, Taylor Swift, she won for the video for You Need to Calm Down.
Yeah.
It won Video of the Year and was presented for some reason by Queen Latifah and John Travolta.
Sure, right.
John Travolta, of
absolutely, because it's a Hairspray reunion.
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely. It was a Hairspray reunion that at the Video Music Awards that has absolutely nothing to do with the Taylor Swift stuff.
But well, John Travolta's out there promoting his new movie.
Oh, I was going to say they knocked on the same closet and they both came out.
Hey! Ooh, cash.
Wow. I know. Political, right?
I don't know.
No, like, not political.
Not political. Yeah, something. Homophobic. Slightly.
In the political world, then.
It's not homophobic. It's shamey, maybe.
It's a little shamey.
Yeah, because it's their choice to do what they want with how they speak out.
And what they choose to do is have sex with
members
of the same sex and not telling them about it.
Exactly. In particular, trainers in both cases.
Yes, yeah. Swift and her entourage paraded up to the stage, it was Travolta holding the moon person. They used to call it a moon man, by the way.
They changed that. They changed the pronoun.
Moon person.
Are they shaved down?
You know what? I like how woke MTV is.
Yeah.
I say that.
Shouldn't they have always
earnestly
been?
I say that there's another. I don't know why I'm watching all these dating shows. There's a show called Are You the One right now, and I guess
I've
never
watched. Letter R, letter U.
Unfortunately, missed opportunity for them. Yeah. It's not.
Oh.
But it's
save on that URL.
It's LGBTQ, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the first time the show's been on for like 8 seasons. I've never watched an episode of it. And the cast right now, it's one of these reality dating shows, and literally everyone is attractive in the MTV woke. I support MTV's wokeness.
Yeah.
And their appreciation of sexy people doing anything.
Yeah, there's also that. So they changed the pronouns.
Yeah, so it's a moon person. And then when he turned to give the trophy to Taylor Swift, he instead handed it to the drag queen and RuPaul's Drag Race alum, Jade Jolie, who frequently impersonates Swift in her act.
So wait a minute. So Taylor Swift, who has a history of like going up on the stage and like, hey, you won an award. They did a goof on her?
No, she was part of her entourage.
Oh, you mean this person? They accidentally handed it to
couldn't find.
He Adele Dazeemed again?
Again. It's funny. He was on a radio show like this past week saying he's like. everyone's waiting for me to mess up a little bit. He's like, I shaved my head.
I was so happy when he shaved his head. I was just like, oh, good. Finally.
He
like,
revealed himself a lot.
And he looked good.
Yeah, he does.
He revealed himself a lot, too, when he said, he's like, whenever every time I do something, it makes the headlines. It's like the Liz Taylor thing. And I was like, oh, buddy.
Buddy.
You know, that one famous person we all think about when we think of fame. Liz Taylor.
That's who you compare yourself to. Just, I mean, he's been telling us all along.
Yeah. I'm more of a Marilyn Monroe than a Liz Taylor.
Yeah. Guys, so recently at a Foo Fighters concert, they talked about how they wanted to start a petition to get Oasis back together. So much so that Taylor Hawkins put a picture of Liam and Noel on his bass drum.
Oh.
Yeah. But then in response to it... at a recent concert, Noel Gallagher says, any Oasis fans in the house? People, of course, cheer. And then he says, is anyone going to sign that petition Dave Grohl wants to get together to get us back together? Then he responds to himself by saying, I'd like to start a petition to get the Foo Fighters to split up.
Foo Fighters, a lot of people give them a hard time. I just think it's amazing that Dave Grohl has time to play all of those rock shows while simultaneously filming every rock documentary.
Every rock documentary, every punk documentary.
I just think it must be, it's just Mondays, he blocks off Monday and he's just bring the crews in.
Yeah. Open for interviews on Mondays.
Yeah, and then he tours 300 days a year.
Yeah. They are a working band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're everywhere the time.
The Foo Fighters have released 57 albums. I've heard three of them.
I tapered off pretty quickly with the Foo Fighters. Yeah. I love that first record a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like when Color and the Shape is when I was like, some of this is okay. And then that's about it.
Yeah. Those first two Foo Fighters records, I don't know the names of the and
Color and Shape.
I watched a full-on documentary about the Foo Fighters.
I watched that documentary twice.
Yeah. That's like me. It's like the history
I think
of the Eagles.
I watched six documentaries. They made them about themselves.
Yeah.
What was that HBO series?
It was called Sonic Highways.
Sonic Highways.
Yeah. Highways and Byways.
Yeah, because I made fun of it in Hidden America, where I was at SEPA. I was like, you ever seen Sonic Highways? Dave Grohl says music to him means. But they play all the time.
Yeah, no, because I'm always seeing a YouTube clip of an incident happening at a Foo Fighters show. It's just either he's broken his leg, somebody there's a 4-year-old in the audience who can really play guitar well and shreds.
Yeah. Kelsey Grammer's falling off.
Oh my God. Yeah, just there's always like, I've seen more YouTube viral videos of the Foo Fighters than I've heard Foo Fighters songs.
Yeah.
I guess it's because no one listens to the radio, so you have to do something to keep yourself like
it's just in popping the public.
Off. Yeah. How
do you get on YouTube? I don't know. Pull Freddie Mercury out of the crowd at Leeds.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. Or the time that the whole town played one of their songs. They had you guys see that?
No.
There was like a Swedish town of like 5,000 people
or something.
No, it was the in order to get the Foo Fighters' attention, Dave Grohl's attention. They all, I think it was Everlong.
Get their attention. Send him a tweet. He's like, Dave Grohl just is not that hard to reach.
He's as vigilant as Batman.
Maybe
you just need to turn the light on and he's there. Yeah.
The Grohl light. But it was a whole town in Sweden. And I guess there was some sort of contest of like, make the best video and Foo Fighters will come play. But it was literally like thousands of people from the town. There were 400 on drums. There were like 300 on guitar. There was like
Swedish.
Four or five basses.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
You know what it is with the Foo Fighters? Dave Grohl, I think, is a nice guy, a damn good rock musician, but a lot of it ends with, oh, how cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're America's only living rock band.
Yeah.
Well, but Pearl Jam doesn't overdo it.
Their documentary was only 4.5 hours, right? Their Camera Co documentary.
PJ20?
Yeah. Who would have thought a guy from Nirvana would have end up refounding Van Halen? That's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So recently, guys, Rolling Stone did a kind of a not expose, like a retrospective on the Weezer and the Blue Album and stuff. Like that. 25 years since the Blue Album came out, self-titled release. And one of the things they talk about is that there was at one time Rivers Cuomo was planning on doing a rap album about vegetarianism.
Oh,
yeah, I think he should still do that.
Yeah, he does. He's always kind of rapped here and there. Here's a little from his. One of his little B-sides rarities on The Bomb from America's Most Wanted, the Ice Cube song.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Drop or oh, I don't think it's gonna be one. was that it right there? Nope. All right.
Okay. I got confused. I thought you were playing the song. Like I thought you had transitioned into the song.
Oh no no no!
You were just playing a clip.
Yeah, you were gonna tell us about Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah. Okay. So I go have a long history with Weezer.
Yeah.
So when I was doing like my public access show and stuff, I was, when the Blue Album came out, Squirt TV. When I was doing the Blue Album came out when I was like 15 years old. Mm-hmm. So that was like automatically like a very important record to me.
Yeah.
I for God's sakes, take a look at me. That guy likes Weezer.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? And I went and I interviewed them backstage and Matt Sharp from the band was very, very mean to me. He was putting ice cubes down my back and full bullies, right?
I just was at his house
We could get him down here by the end of the show.
We made peace. So this they came, I got the picked up by MTV. They came to apologize because MTV, fun. It was real fun. So I have this long history with Weezer and, I ran into Rivers and he was like, "Hey, we should hang out sometime." And I was like, "Sure." And he looked at me, "How do we do that?" I'm like, I could give you my phone number. And I want to show you this because this is the entirety of going. This is April 16th, 2018. This is the entirety of my text communication with Rivers.
All right. You read Rivers. You be you.
Okay.
"Hey, it's Rivers. I'm in Santa Monica. I'll ping you next time I'm over there."
Sounds good.
Then, September 27th, 2018. "Hey, Jake, you going to Beck at the Bowl tomorrow?"
"I'm out of the loop. I didn't know he was playing. How are you, sir?"
And that's where the communication
is. Right. Wow.
But like, he asked for my phone and I feel weird. Like, should I text him?
No,
so. Right? You're over there.
Huh? Yeah.
Next time you're over there.
In Santa Monica?
Yeah, hot dog on a stick or...
Do you know what? But who's ever in Santa Monica except for like a business meeting?
Yeah, that's about it.
I don't know.
Commercial production.
You know, I was thinking about...
I wasn't trying to be name droppy there. I was just I'm just saying that's weird,
that's
right?
That's so weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's weird because like me it's just odd.
Well, did
like,
you didn't end up going to the Beck show then?
No, I didn't. No. I did. He didn't respond and like I was like, are you inviting me? Yeah. Like, you know.
Well, it's funny because in that thing, it's like, and I was able to text Matt Sharp about just speaking like name.
Yeah.
Because like I thought it was so funny. I guess like during the Blue Album, during the sessions, Matt Sharp didn't want the song Buddy Holly on the record.
Wow.
It was like, he's like, this is a bad idea because there was a worry that it could become the detachable penis of this album. That's what Matt Sharp said.
Wow. You know what? Valid concern.
Yes.
At the time, I totally get where he's coming from, especially at that era. Obviously needed to be
about this clip in particular, that the him rapping, if he had done that, if he had put that out, how much would that have dovetailed with rap metal that was also like just, I mean, it's no Judgment Night soundtrack, but it was just sort of percolating into the, like, would he have all of a sudden been touring with Bizkit and Korn and all those people?
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's, you know, with Weezer, it's always an experiment. It's always an experiment. And I think they could have gone, I encouraged him to write a musical. I really did.
Yeah.
I think
Magnetic Fields dude can do it.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think like if Rivers Cuomo sat down with someone and did wrote, somebody helped him with a book. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Pinkerton, he has a musical in
Pinkerton. Pinkerton is like three quarters of the way.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
Pinkerton's not a musical. I don't. Nobody turn. If you're listening to this, don't turn Pinkerton into a Broadway musical.
Yes,
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
That's not. But I think that
you could do a double feature a day of that and M. Butterfly.
Yeah. I feel like he's got one in him.
Here's
yeah.
my version of like mailing myself an idea to copyright it. Jonah and I once talked about turning Airplane Under the Sea into an Anne Frank musical.
Yeah. It's already kind of halfway there.
Yeah, yeah, it's like kind of spoon-fed, and then we wouldn't really have to do that much work.
Just mostly choreography.
You just got to step into the wrestling ring with Billy Corgan.
Hey,
that guy's way into wrestling.
Yeah, he is. Guys, Trent Reznor.
Airplane. You have my
attention. Last week we talked about how he was going to be scoring with Atticus Ross. He's going to be scoring a Pixar movie. And now, because of his work,
use more than one note.
Yes, because of his work,
it's so good. By the way,
I can't wait. Yeah. But because of his work on the Old Town Road remix by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Cyrus, he is now a Country Music Award nominee.
How good for him!
Yeah. Oh, they reclassified it as country again.
Yep, they brought it back to country.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
I seriously only heard that Old Town Road song for the first time like 3 weeks ago.
Well, really? You haven't been listening to this because we've been playing it nonstop.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And I felt, and then what it was is I only realized the name of it 3 weeks ago. It had been in my consciousness.
Oh, okay. I usually have that with the Song of the Summer every year. It's like I find out the name of it in August when it's been on the radio.
It's exactly what happened to me. And then I was like, this has been on the, it's been on the charts for, this is old music.
It's oldest.
Is it still number one?
It's not.
No, it lost it to Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Billie
it
Eilish.
It lost it to number two.
I thought
two.
You were going to say Billy Idol, and I was going to be very confused.
It should have lost it to Cupcake's version.
Oh.
I'm going to take your dick, put it in my hole. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Oh,
I'm gonna
take Cupcake.
Your dick, put it in my hole. I'm going to
That's profane.
That's very profane.
I didn't know you could curse on this thing.
But speaking of Lil Nas X, he performed a song.
And when are we not?
Yeah. recently, because the Video Music Awards was recent, Lil Nas X performed. But he's not going to do Old Town Road. He's got a new song.
No, okay. Why would he perform the thing that everybody wants
it's
to
called,
hear?
It's called Panini.
Oh,
and
boy.
This was the show he did.
Is it a meatball panini?
This is just the audio from it. Gets announced.
Old Town Road by President Lil Nas X has a new remix dropping today featuring Young Sandwich, the ghost of Benjamin Franklin, Megan Thee Stallion's Torquemada, my mother, and Old Thug. People around the world are joining us live to celebrate the release of Remix 3162.
I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached. Head is mad.
So this is playing on a video, free video thing.
Right.
And then the feed gets interrupted.
Right. So that's the little bit.
And then he
bit.
Comes out in like a light up suit with the whole dance crew.
Oh boy.
This is the world debut of Panini.
Panini.
Like a sandwich, pretty soon.
I think so. And then it's clearly lip syncing, but that's fine because he's doing a lot of dancing.
Well, let's say.
Yeah,
with those things, unless you're like the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go. Why you trying to keep? Yeah, this is gonna work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you just hear it and you'd be like, yeah, all right, we're, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing this on in the back of Ubers for the next 3 months.
And they said sophomore slump.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'm like so.
But like panini is such a great word for a song.
No,
so
yeah.
If you want to see me, come and eat a panini.
Please wear a bikini.
Well, I mean,
atoll.
He's
political.
Oh, hey. Political.
What can I push? Just can I push
a
drop?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I want to push one. All right. That's it.
Meatball!
Well, that's one you. That's a popular one.
Yeah.
Guys, recently Miley Cyrus got a tattoo on her arm.
and it is the lyrics to...
Is it Drake flipping off the Beatles?
It is not. It is not. It is... does anyone want to guess what 90s... Or let's say 80s, 90s alt-rock band she got lyrics
from? Is it
from?
The one from Colorado with the girl singer?
No, it's 80s or 90s alt-rock band.
That's just the one I thought.
80s or 90s.
I don't know when fucking things
Evanescence
happen.
Evanescence is a 2000s band, friend.
Are they from Colorado? Boy.
80s, shame 90s alt-rock.
Alice in Chains.
Nope.
And it's you said female singer? Or?
I didn't say female singer, but there is a female singer in the band.
Okay. Oh, garbage.
I think then it's...
No Doubt.
Sonic Youth.
Nope. Close-ish.
Yeah. Kidding.
So, no, 80s, 90s. 80s, 90s. 80s, 90s. Do you know when anything comes out?
Well, now you're just yelling decades at him, to be fair.
Do you see what you guys were talking about?
No. Said, yes. It's like he said really two bands in a row that like came into play in the 2000s.
80s and 90s.
And he's like... No one can see him like doing his thing where he's shrugging his shoulders.
It really does
Bette Midler.
Work. like the shoulder shrug, like, come on.
It didn't,
get
though.
Off the cross, dude.
Neil, that's the direct
the father of
you.
Shoulder shrugs.
I'm tired.
I don't know.
I'm
who is it?
I'm tired. It's the Pixies.
What lyric?
A B-side from The Thing. My head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free.
Oh. All right, cool. Miley Cyrus got a Pixies tattoo.
Yeah.
How cute.
How cute is that?
It's a lot of that.
I'll take that more.
Frank Black got a Billy Ray Cyrus tattoo.
It's the lyrics to Old Town Road.
Yeah. I'll take her getting that tattoo more than I'll take a Fred Durst with a Kurt Cobain tattoo.
Ooh.
Does he have a Kurt Cobain?
He has Kurt Cobain's face, I think, tattooed onto his body somewhere.
I will say this. If you get a tattoo of someone who's a celebrity or whatever, do it after they're dead, because they can't do anything to fuck it up and then go, ooh.
Oh, good point.
I got a tattoo of that guy, that Bill Cosby tattoo, not ooh. So cool anymore.
It's like seven jokes just came to my head that I cannot say anymore because of the times that we live in.
The times we live in. I mean, this is what we're talking about. Woke culture. Thanks a lot, MTV.
Yeah.
That's all right. My freshman year of college, there was a girl with a Red Hot Chili Peppers tattoo, and I was like, odds are on one of those guys fucking up in the next 40 years.
I mean, so far, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Except for the fact that she has a Red Hot Chili Peppers tattoo.
Yeah.
I'll say this. That Flea seems like a solid guy.
He's
never
like
met
a
him.
Solid guy.
Never met him. Seen him around town.
Yeah. Silver Lake Conservatory for music.
Yeah. That seems cool.
And apparently, he's got a book coming out that is amazing.
I'm looking forward to the book.
Read the hell out of it.
I'm more looking forward to that book. I'm not going to read, was it? Trackmark party? What's the
track
scar tissue?
Party? What?
Scar tissue.
Scar tissue?
Yeah, no, Dave Navarro.
Trackmark party? Anthony Kiedis has a book called Scar Tissue.
Scar Tissue.
But I think that Trackmark party.
Yeah.
If you had a problem with intravenous drug use and you are a rock star, Trackmark Party is a good name.
But if
for
also
your
you like. Back. You like to run track, and your name is Mark. So let's do.
Track Mark Party should be. That should be some guy's podcast.
Yeah, Track Mark Party.
It's just because it's a guy who runs track.
Hit a 6-minute mile today.
Yeah,
pretty good track. Rubber track, not rubber on track. Grass.
But that is it for our music news.
My voice.
All right. That's World of Music distilled into a rambly conversation with our friend Jake Folkenhaus.
I enjoyed it. I've participated in far worse music news segments.
Sure did.
Wow.
But we're going to take a break.
I was looking for earlier. When we were talking about Taylor Swift.
Charlie XCX.
Screaming Females.
Screaming Females.
Oh, Screaming Females.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good cover.
It's a great cover.
I like this, and I like the Charlie XCX. Here's the thing about Taylor Swift. She writes good pop songs.
She does.
Whatever you think of her.
Yeah.
She knows how to write.
And the
pop
other
song.
Four Jews that write her songs, they write pop songs.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, Taylor Swift, I think, is like a real deal top line songwriter.
Yeah.
I think she is real deal.
I think she has like, she also knows great collaborators.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing the work.
Yeah. No, yeah, she's putting the time
in. This is an odd thing to say because of, the reality of the situation. But like, Michael Jackson as a songwriter, like, It's like, I remember watching the special where Oprah talked to him and she's like, how do you approach a song?
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Starts, he's like, well, I kind of have a tune. And then he starts like doing the tune and then beatboxing to the tune and doing like stuff and then singing between it. And he's like, and then I'll bring a person this idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like how Mel Brooks writes too. He like hums and sings stuff and then gives it to.
Crazy. Yeah. Anyway, this show brought to you by Finding Neverland.
Exactly.
For your consideration.
Guys, we got a hip hop song submitted to us by Cap. The song is called 96.
How you spell that?
C-A-P.
Oh boy.
The song is called 96. It is about his favorite era of hip hop. And go and check it out.
Yeah. Take me back to 96 when hip-hop was the shit. That Biggie Tupac beef, East West, the whole clique. Before Beyonce was fucking H.O.V. And Wu-Tang was making hits with that ODB. When it was cool to be a gangster and bang on a block. Now we some OGs hanging up the chain on a clock. Used to listen to the lyrics and fill up my brain. Know all the shit that I be hearing, put a kill on the game. Take me back to 96 when hip-hop was the shit. When Dr. Dre went flat and put out Snoop Dogg shit. Before Nas went and jinxed it, said hip-hop dead. And Master P was signing every single hip-hop head. Before the gimmicks and the greed in the game. Before the bulls took rappers off the feet in the game. When you had to have the skills to even be in the game. Take me back to 96, I put me in the game. I'm stuck in my hip-hop craze.
I don't care if you're feeling it. I'm stretching my potential with aspects of myself. It's an out-of-body experience. Punches, out-of-body experience. What I'm giving in power with street knowledge, with education and wisdom in. It's one lyricist classic. I'm OC, I got the vitamins and minerals. Tell no lie, spit the truth. Not a different dude with two faces. That's what men don't do. Verses inserted, hurt in your interview. Viewing in first person like interview. Fans witness the interview. Blacking on them like tenant roof top down. Now it's a coup. Rest in peace, guru. Imagine what I can do. So you Smith the West, I'll put you to rest. The flow is cocaine, holding illegal weapons. Impersonating FBI agents, I'm DMX. I'm mixed with a West Coast Nas, meets Wu-Tang. Got me a place, savage as cannabis. And 98 and 03 banks, I'm straight. And 98 and 03 banks,
I miss the hip-hop days, I miss the hip-hop craze. Guess I'm stuck in my hip-hop ways. I miss the hip-hop days, I miss the hip-hop craze. Guess I'm stuck in my hip-hop ways. I miss them hip-hop days, I miss that hip-hop craze. Guess I'm stuck in my hip-hop ways.
Man, I try to get away. Think back in the day when Rob was slave, but it didn't get away. I'm afraid not, cause Leck is afraid not. Run with an AKT full of dread that's caught in a plot. Just dropping the thought, I murder motherfuckers, reply. Think not, I ride through your block. Gunshots pop, hollow points in your chest, make you a hot shot.
Talk that shit.
Cap, why you put me on this? You know I'm too fucking honest. These mumble rap bottles, room rappers need hooked on phonics. Their albums wouldn't even check my weed on it. Maybe full of kills and pee on it. Let me quit. All you rappers suck a dick. Did that slip? I'm a trip. Constipated, you ain't shit. It's a new era banging with the strength of 9-6. See, we turn the beefers to vegans. It's a year of let killing season. There's an arsenal for your team and your chicks on the tip of my penis while I'm in the booth to see you. Don't need a reason. It's ice cold when I'm breathing, but I still put heat on this beating. Here's your beating, no reprieving. Give fans back what they believe in.
I miss the hip-hop days, I miss the hip-hop craze. Guess I'm stuck in my hip-hop ways. I miss the hip-hop days, I miss the hip-hop craze. Guess I'm stuck in my hip-hop ways. I miss the hip-hop days, I miss the hip-hop craze. Guess I'm stuck in my hip-hop ways.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, that was Cap with 96 talking about that heyday. And what I said during the break was that hip hop and New York hardcore are so similar that they always wish it was the decade before. Because that was a bunch of 90s hardcore in front of New York. It's like, bringing back the spirit of 82 when things were still true. My friends playing Atari. The song's called Stab Me in the Back.
Reagan is the man.
All right, so this is the portion of the show where we get into no. That was the last. That was the last thing.
All right, I usually put a checkbox on that.
Dropped it. I wasn't.
So it's this is the part of the show where we get into a little bit of an idea, where it's like a segment.
Okay.
All right.
Like a segue.
No, it's a segment.
We were talking about segues earlier.
It's our theme for you.
I'm going to go with Joan on this.
Ooh. All right. So, Cash, you came up with our theme.
Yeah. I was thinking about all those, if you're a member of America or Canada or the UK, you've heard Jack FM.
Yeah.
Or you've heard Hank FM. Or you've heard, I think there's a Fitz FM. I don't know. There used to be an Alice station, but these are all stations that don't have DJs and just some annoying dude who tells you that they're playing whatever the fuck they feel like it, which in actuality is just a just a playlist off a computer. They've gotten rid of it entirely.
This is your that's just going to be friendship AI in the future. Hey, it's Jack. Yeah. How you doing?
and I think you just accidentally wrote a Black Mirror episode. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, it's called Him.
They all have sort of fake personalities. Hank is like there's two countrysides. I think it's Hank and somebody else. And
it's
one
like
of
the Hardy's Carl's Jr.
Yeah, well, sort of is like the Hank is like Hank Williams Jr. and like older country.
Oh,
I think it's Hank Williams Sr.
Yeah, I think it may be a Hank Williams Sr. And then the other stuff is like
that's just Hank Williams.
And Jack
is very like,
hey, I'm your pal.
Yeah, because sort of
stuff you're
hey, hold on real quick, Neil. Oh. Let's make a Hank Williams version of Junior Senior song, Move Your Feet.
Sorry. But Jack is like the dude who's working on your car in the garage, and it's like it's a little you get some classic Aerosmith, you get some U2, you get some stuff like that. So my idea was basically
it's not all classic. It's also like it's like a lot of night. So you'll go, it's a Green Day to
those are classic, buddy.
Yeah, it's just
you're
getting old, Jonah.
Oh boy,
it's just like a K-Rock style shit where they don't pay any DJs.
Yeah, they just don't pay DJs. Yeah.
But they're supposed to be like a personality behind it.
And they get these dummies to call in and leave messages that they use for promotion for their show.
Who would do something like that? free exploitation of labor.
I mean, like, hey, do some terrible impressions.
Why don't you get them to sign a release that says we can use their voice and likeness forever?
And if you'd like to do it. ID for Jonah Radio, please email us at jonahradio, R-A-Y-D-I-O, @gmail.com.
Yes.
Wow, you snagged the Gmail.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
We got in real early on that
one. Good.
Yeah. So this is essentially, Cash, we're, so now that you've explained the nationwide radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrestrial,
Terrestrial radio.
I think we each come up with our own name for our radio station, and then what it plays, and then give me an example of like what would be how you would kick that off.
All right, Cash, you go first.
All right, so mine is called Jasmine FM. It is entirely composed of things from high school theater mixtapes. Trying to impress that girl named Jasmine that everybody always was.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like from Aladdin. Wasn't the
No. It was also going to be Penelope F. I needed something like high school dramatic girl.
It could be Jessica. Yeah.
It could be Jessica. It could be Veronica.
But Jasmine is good. Rice would be another one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a weird like, you know, theater kid name.
Theater kid name. Yeah. And then
so you want
it, it could be Brendan.
It could be Brendan. It could be Arnold.
Carl.
Gail.
It could be Robert, but it's not Bob.
Yeah.
But it could be Bobby.
It could be Bobby.
So lead us into the next track.
The first track.
Sorry, this is the opening.
This is the launch track. This is popular here on Jasmine FM because it is the original of a later They Might Be Giants cover. This is Cub with New York City.
When I get home, I
never
have
heard Cub.
Oh man, they're great.
Cute band.
Yeah.
Really want to check to make sure I still own this 7-inch because it's probably worth $1 billion.
I don't doubt it. This is a great
song.
They
were like one of the original Twee indie.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say it sounds like a Diablo Cody soundtrack.
Yeah, this was like, you know, like, yeah. Cub and what's the one? Pop Songs. Your New Boyfriend's Too Stupid to Know About.
Is like Hell in Love or no? Yeah. Hell in Love was like different, yeah. Like electronic-y.
Yeah.
And all the songs were about your remote. Yeah. I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
There's that one, and then there's like also like the stuff before.
Matt and Kim?
It came
way later.
This is like 80s.
Way later.
Oh, 80s, really? Or 90s.
This was early to mid 90s.
Yeah.
Cub, I would clock in around 96, 96.
I think this was.
That was the year I was a freshman in college.
I think it
was
looking
at it. Oh, Red yep. Hot Chili Peppers tattoo.
Doesn't say right there? Oh, 95 is 95, when the album
95, yeah.
And then, oh, Tullycraft. This is
Tullycraft.
That's
yes.
A. That's another, like, it's like all lo-fi and
yeah.
But not to be confused with like Cold Hearts.
Yeah.
The Twee was, we didn't have a word for it, but that was very popular.
Oh. Four white dudes talking about Twee music. You wanted it, you got it.
You got it. Jasmine, F it.
Jasmine, F it.
All right.
Up, Sailor.
I'm up now. My radio station is.
Let me guess.
Nobody can see you locking eyes with Jonah.
Thank you for illustrating.
Yeah.
Bit over.
No, so this is ENFM. It's a whole radio station dedicated to the kid from 96 that is finally feeling emotionally mature.
This is a sequel to my radio station.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
You're listening to ENFM.
I got kicked out of Jasmine Drama Club because I was being a creep.
You're listening to ENFM. Don't bother me. I'm crying. This is Mass Pike from the Get Up Kids, so, off of their Red Letter Day EP.
So emo dweeb, the emo dweeb channel.
The emo dweeb channel,
got
yes.
It.
Sleep with yeah, so, yeah.
I love Don't Bother Me, I'm Crying.
Yeah.
I can see that on buses.
Yeah. So ENFM would be, you know.
I thought when you said ENFM, I thought you were going to go a totally different way.
Like Ian Dury
and Mackay.
No, I thought you were going to go Ian Mackay.
Oh, okay.
And what it is it's Henry Rollins excitedly calling Ian Mackay. Ian, I just heard this great band. They're from Singapore, and
I listen to this show on Sunday nights.
Yeah. And Ian's like, and Ian just goes, cool, all right,
yeah,
I'll talk to you later.
Oh
man,
yeah,
you doing good?
Yeah, okay. Good. All right, cool. I'm gonna send you a book and all right, cool. All right, I'll talk to you later.
It's
bye.
Actually it would be better. Ian, that ENFM, Mackay FM would be if they lived together in a single room, and it would just be like, shut up, little man.
I was going to say.
Oh, my God. That's, I never, ever say this, but let's write a play. Let's write a play.
We'll get the Henry and Glenn Forever guy to do the graphic novel version of it.
Oh no! Oh, I think we could make it really heartfelt too.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh man,
you left. You went to California. I had to take the opportunity. Yeah. I know. I get it.
Was I going
to
scoop ice cream for the rest of my life?
But that was our. We had our scene, man.
I thought
it's Black Flag, asshole.
I thought your picture of the station was just the answering machine messages left by Henry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so,
Ian, it's Henry again. I'm calling you from
Dubai.
Dubai.
I'm on a layover, but I just got back. Yeah. Just got.
I
back
love Henry
from
Rollins
Turkmenistan
so much, and like, but he you know that there's sometimes where Ian Mackay's phone rings and he's just, I'm just gonna let the machine.
Yeah. And then he still
and he has a machine.
Machine.
Yeah.
And it's like. So still waiting for you to give me your address, man. And then the phone picks up. I told you, man, just send it to the office. Send it to the office.
Same address that's been for 35.
Henry, there's another package from here.
Heidi, I'll be right there.
Shut up, you idiot.
This is what I do every time I'm doing a show, which I am doing at the end of this month. I'm doing shows at the Arlington Draft House, Cinema Draft House in the D.C. area. But like every time I do a show, I say, if you work for Discord Records, you get in for free.
Hell yeah. I like that policy.
Yeah.
Also, it's, you know, it's not going to cost you that many tickets. It's a small label.
It's small. Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jake, your turn.
Wait, no, I'll let the guest of honor go last.
All right, usually you consider yourself the guest of honor, so that's why.
I deferred it.
I deferred it. I did homework this time.
Okay.
So, I was going to go with all covers, right?
It also gives me
all covers?
It also gives me more of a chance to think.
Because I love covers, but like you could just do a whole radio station that only plays non-original
love
music.
It.
Well, that's nice.
But then I was looking one up, and then I thought of a better idea, which was Spike FM. Only songs that Spike Jones did videos for.
Ooh.
That's an eclectic playlist.
Yeah
it is.
But it does, it's sprawling.
Yeah.
And this download is from the music video, so. Because I wanted to be authentic.
Well, that's how actually these stations would launch.
Yes.
Because they would have like the stingers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Neil, what is this?
Was Indy? I know Indy 103 did it, but did Jack FM do it? Where it was like they just came on and just played music.
Yeah, no every radio station does that.
Yeah,
they started that way.
What's the college station in the 88.5?
Oh, KXLU.
No. It's in like a.
Oh, 88.5.
Yeah, 88.5. That's the one out
in Northridge. Yeah,
Northridge. That's a great station.
Can I just say that this is the perfect kickoff song for Spike any station. Jones
from Quietness. To it's so quiet, but then it's gonna get loud.
Yes,
and then it would be immediately followed up by Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The detachable penis of the 90s.
Almost right.
Almost.
So that's great, Neil.
Yeah,
that's a really good idea.
And I think this is one of the only covers Bjork ever did, right?
Also, it works because there's usually only about 40 songs on the playlist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I was looking through them, and then like the Wikipedia list of the covers was like, sometimes it would just be the title of the song, which I would normally never recognize, but then there'd be a parenthetical sometimes that told you what band it was, and they'd be like, oh yeah, that one, yeah, now I know. But yeah, I love all his music videos, and then when I listen to just like random music on the radio, I kind of try to picture music videos for him anyway.
Yeah.
And this would make me more attentive to the road, I think.
Yeah. You know, before... The 80s, which is a decade that Jonah keeps yelling at you about.
80s and 90s.
And 90s.
80s and 90s.
But before the 80s, the way that music videos would work is that people would just listen to the song and picture them in their mind.
Yeah.
That's what would happen in the early 80s.
Back when they called them music minds.
Yeah. Anyway, music you're mind. Listening to GGFM, all GG Allen, all the time.
The Jabbers?
That was the Jabbers, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. Jabbers are pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
G.G. Allen and the Jabbers is Screwdriver first album to second album conversation.
Why like, haven't you had Merle Allen on the show?
Ooh, I don't know. A couple reasons.
I think that guy's reachable and he can get here.
Do they still live in Connecticut?
Why don't you go to him?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Merle Allen would be a great guest.
And next time you're out chasing...
Jake, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because of the timbre in your voice and that last bit.
Stuart,
if you didn't turn out to be so funny and such a good writer, would you have become the American version of... I know I'm forgetting his name.
John Peel?
No. The Canadian...
Nardwar the Human Serviette.
Do you... Okay, so let's talk about this. So I
kept on thinking of The Evaporators, which is his band. But.
Okay, so it's South by Southwest 1 year. And I am approached by Nardwar the Human Serviette. I'd only recently become aware of his work. and he was very aware of mine because that is Nardwar the human serviette's thing. To be
you have a
aware.
Direct message from Canadian airspace.
Hello, Jake!
Nardwar, who I've known for all about 5 minutes at this point, asked me, will I help him film an interview with Lil B, the bass god? Suddenly, I find myself standing at the security gates with a camera, waiting for Lil B's show up. Nardwar is texting with someone in his entourage. Is he going to make it? This goes on for, I want to say, 90 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
If you go and look up the Lil B interview, I filmed it.
I love that he came
were
up.
Were you watching the countdown? Were you hitting the post, Radio Man?
Yes. I was incredible. Hitting the post. And you guys have trading. Really, you know, I'm sorry. It's time for me to pull rank here. Because here's the thing. Jack FM is a radio. It's a real radio format, and you're making fun of it. But it employs. They actually get a really great legendary K-Rock DJ, Sluggo.
Oh yeah.
And Sluggo, you've known him for years. Yeah. Doug the Slug. A lot of those things that are written for Jack FM are written by Sluggo.
Oh wow!
It's another source of revenue for him.
Good for him.
And it's a great format. And I've been thinking about terrestrial radio formats a lot lately. And I've been thinking about what's missing in terrestrial radio.
Oh, he's got a pitch.
And I really think I have a great pitch for one of these type of stations.
Do we have some bed music for the pitch?
Yeah, you can give me some bed music. I can do it without bed music. I'm professional.
Okay, you can work on the room.
In fact, I think it actually would be better. So, here's the thing. You were talking earlier about sort of like, you know, the fuse between rap and hip hop. And I've been thinking, why isn't there a radio station called Judgment FM?
Oh my goodness.
And it would kick off, of course, with Dinosaur Jr. and Del the Funky Homo Sapien doing Missing Link.
Where are you going?
Jonah has stood up. He has left the couch. He is angry.
I don't know if he's angry. He doesn't know
what to do.
I think he's right, though.
But I think that what the world needs... 30?
Dan the Automator?
Yeah, I mean, and you have to understand, Terrell Del Von Jones... That is Del the Funky Homo Sapien, collaborating with Dinosaur Jr., who I know you're a fan of, and Lance Bangs recently a guest on the show. Lance actually came to the set when I directed a video for Jay Maskus a couple of years ago. I just really think we need Judgment FM.
This is pretty good.
It's a pretty good idea, Jonah. What do you think?
It's a good track.
It's a pretty good idea.
All my favorite rappers come from Oakland.
I actually asked about this in the car on the way over here, and he wouldn't tell me.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
You asked.
I was talking to Neil about his picks, and
yeah, I told you.
Did his homework this week. His homework this week.
Neil did his homework this week. Yep. He really did his homework this week.
Fuck.
This is what's called comeuppance.
For who?
For you.
What did I do?
November 17th, 2018.
Okay.
I write Jonah an email. Subject just saying hey. Hi, Jonah. Are you going to be in town at all in November, December? I'd love to grab lunch, dinner, coffee, a drink, and just catch up with you. Nothing urgent at all. Just haven't seen you in a while. I'd love to hear what you've been up to, talk to you about some stuff I'm doing and some things I want to do in the new year. Some of it is work-related, but really, it's just fun. Just was thinking of you and thought it would be fun to hang. With work and schedules and life in general, living in LA, you got to make plans. And hopefully not the too tired to cancel plans.
I think
hope you're doing good. things are good with me over here. Let me know if you're around sometime in the next month or two, and if you'd like to meet up and talk about nothing massively important.
I'm laughing because I think I remember my response.
I'm going to read your response.
Turn it. There.
Jonah's response to my totally earnest email was simply unsubscribe. I, being really sensitive, right back, did I do something to offend you? If I did, I'm so sorry, and I would like to know what it is and hopefully make amends. Or if this is just a bit response, I'm going to feel really stupid. Hoping it's just going to be me looking stupid. Then you were like, no, I was a bit. It's a bit. But the truth of the matter is...
You diminished what I wrote back.
But then I have not seen you.
That's true. Well, we ran into each other the Between Two Ferns thing.
We ran into each other at the Ferns. We run into each other.
And then you checked in on me when you saw I was having a bad day on Twitter.
I did check in with... Yes, you were having a bad day on Twitter, and I barely go on Twitter, and I just happened to catch it.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, Jonah's having a bad day, and I checked in on you.
Yeah, it was very nice.
But Neil proposed to me a bit, and I could not resist.
Oh, I think you guys...
And yeah, no, I saw your texts.
Oh, about like say
Neil was teeing you up real good.
Yeah.
Saying Jake's got real skin in the game here.
Yeah. I'm a rarities guy.
Yeah, I'm a real rarities guy. So I don't want to look like a you know.
Oh, and even,
yeah,
it,
yeah. This you, is... you
just great.
You've been pranked.
Yes. Yeah. I don't consider it a prank. I've enjoyed every moment.
I don't consider every it a moment. Prank either. I thought it was
no,
great
just
podcasting.
It's great podcasting.
Good podcasting.
It's a twist ending.
I did. It is funny though, because like Neil said, like you even before you got here, like he said, oh yeah, Jake's pick was even saying he just said Jake's pick. That was what the file said.
Yes.
And I called you a white label motherfucker.
And also, when the Jack
you realize
FM,
all the negativity that I had was stuff that Neil
was feeding you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. No, we've been planning this all week.
What negativity?
Yeah. Well, no. He's like a deep cuts guy or whatever.
Yeah. Because Neil was feeding it
yeah,
to
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've been planning this all week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I thought of
we
it
were
on
conspiring.
The, like we were like just getting outside of LA on the way to. Lake Arrowhead, and I was like, oh shit, that would be great. I'm never gonna remember this 3 hours from now. Like, I gotta remember to remember this because I couldn't say it out loud because Cash was in the car, and I was like, oh fuck, like I can't text it to myself because I'm driving. Shit. And I was like, remember this.
You know, and also here's the thing, when I stood up,
yeah,
when I realized what was happening, It was
like a wrestling take. Like oh, yeah. Mr. McMahon just saw Stephanie kiss Triple H. Oh my God.
What it was like I was like, oh man, maybe I should do the bit where it's like,
you actually
I can't
leave.
Believe this. And I was going to leave. I was going to pack up and go. And then I was like, that'll be funny. But then there was a little bit of like, there was that fear inside of you. Where like, well, I don't want my friends hanging out without me when I walk out. I don't want them to start making fun of me.
I just was like, oh, this is in such good fun.
It was really good.
It was like, this is like, that's... I was really excited to come and do this because like, yeah. I just wanted to do it for a while.
Yeah.
Like come and hang out with you guys and do this. But then it was like, oh, and on top of it, we can do this.
That is fucking great.
That was really fun.
So
Judgment FM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it fits right in.
But what's your real one?
Well, my real one.
Do you not have a real one?
Well, I was gonna.
Did Neil take that away from you?
No. What?
Because I offered to swap with him.
We offered to swap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went through this. Now you could obviously do Jake FM. which was just off of my name, and it would just be, I would just replicate Jack FM because it works, you know, and I'd kick it off with, we built this city on rock and roll, and just give people what they want and collect just, advertising dollars.
Oh, wow.
Your pitch, it's 5 o'clock somewhere?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said, yeah, because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that like doesn't work.
At 5 o'clock.
Yeah, because like anyone gets overworked, and it also doesn't work because it's a localized radio station. Oh, nice. It's like 5 o'clock somewhere. I guess. Some of the songs you want to hear.
Yeah. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 3:30 in Los Angeles.
Then there's, of course, Brandon Wardell FM, which is just all meme music.
Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to Brandon Wardell FM.
What's the, you know, I've been off Twitter, not Instagram. I've been thriving on Instagram.
Well, that's good to hear.
But I've been off Twitter so much, I don't know... what's going on with Brandon Wardell?
Oh, he's just doing his thing. You know what I just saw
I really,
today?
Like, I don't...
You know what I just saw today? This is just friendship conversation, but Whitmer Thomas, who's a great guy.
I love Whit, yeah.
Bo Burnham is going to be producing a comedy special with A24 for Whitmer Thomas.
That's great.
In, like, whatever backwoods town.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's terrific.
Isn't that great?
That's terrific.
Whitmer is one of the sweetest, funniest guys.
Is that public knowledge?
Yes, he posted about it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yes. And Bo is the sweetest and crazy talented, and that's a great person to do that.
I think
for
so
Whit,
too.
And what a great. That's
you're cool. Listening to Tim FM, only playing musicians that have died on stage.
Oh,
here's Morphine.
That's sad.
With Honey White.
It's really a bummer.
I know, that was a bummer.
I can only think of one.
I'm really just looking at those two. It was a guy from Morphine and Tiny Tim.
Oh, yeah, Tiny Tim.
Yeah. That's why it's Tim
Short
FM.
Short playlist. Well, that I pitched when I was at SiriusXM. I did pitch them Smuggler's Blues Radio, which was just the Glenn Frey the Glenn Frey song Smuggler's Blues over and over again. With just, you know, different IDs, but they didn't go for it.
I think
and then
Buffett's
I quit and became a successful television
director. Yeah, there it is, yeah. You're listening to Jen FM, the only station that plays what white girls named Jen want at a wedding party. No, it didn't play right away.
Nailed it.
Yep. Here we go. That's right, Jen FM. The only.
This is more Jenna FM.
Jenna.
Yeah. I think it's more of a
I think
Jenna FM.
Jens is what I just call. That's what I call, like, those are the female bro to me.
I see. Yeah,
bros and Jens.
Well, you got Chads and Stacey's.
Chads and Stacey's. Yeah.
That was a TV show.
No, that was Ned and Stacey.
Which has nothing to do with
Gavin
the incel. Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah. I don't know.
And none of these 90s sitcoms are representative of the incel community, which I'm here today to talk about.
Well, I knew it.
And I'm in full. No.
I don't know. James Corden was in both.
Well, you know what? I guess. I want to say thank you, Jake, for being a part of this episode.
And doing a bit, like a whole long episode bit.
It was honestly super fun, and I would like to hang out with you guys in a non-podcasting situation.
Well, you got to go have movie night with your lady.
Yeah, I'm going to have movie night with my
lady. Yes.
I'd like to thank Zanku Chicken, where we did most of the plotting for this yesterday.
You went to
Zanku. Oh, it started playing. That was why it sounded weird. Because we were doing the mashup of God Gave Rock and Roll to You and Kiss from a Rose on a Grave.
Oh.
Wow, yeah, that works.
The one everyone's been waiting for. But thanks, Jake at Jake Folkiness on Instagram.
Yeah, keep it at that because I don't want to hear from, like, today on Twitter, like, it was. I posted.
The thing you don't go on.
Well, I've been trying to post one thing a day because, look, I'm going to do a book deal and I need to sell books.
Yeah. I can't get out because of that shit.
You know, like, honestly, I'm not, you know, I just don't look at it. But, like, I literally posted a thing like, hey, this Blu-ray is available from this filmmaker and retweet this or write about it in your zine because it was a 90s filmmaker. And then somebody wrote me back and was like a little snarky and I was overly sensitive. And then it ended with me being like, That was a friend of mine. She passed away of cancer. If you will really review the Blu-ray in your zine, I'll buy it for you. And then they were like, oh, I'm so sorry. And it's like, no, I get it. You came in hot because I was a Score TV.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. And like, and it ended so nicely because I was like, I bought the Blu-ray for them, and they're sending me their cool zine. Sarah Jacobson, the films of Sarah Jacobson, who was like, talk about an underground DIY riot girl filmmaker. Her and I were responsible for like getting Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains, like out to everybody, bootleg copies of it. Sadly, she passed away before it was released on video. But like, that was our quest. Sarah was awesome. And
I'll put it in the notes so people can find the DVD.
Sarah Jacobson's, it'll be out on Blu-ray from American Genre Film Archive September 7th. Yeah. So they did. More people will see her work, which I think is crazy relevant now, too.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And so many cool. She's from San Francisco Bay Area. Like, so many cool punk people are in it. It's very, very cool movies.
Awesome. Well,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Neil, thanks for. Well, let's make a concerted effort to not do the thing. The bit.
What bit?
Where you yell at each other?
The bit where we like get on each other's nerves and stuff.
I want a goddamn concerted effort for you guys to stop fucking yelling at each other.
Oh, that's the thing. We rarely yell.
Okay. Just don't start it.
All right. Real quick, we're going to do a quick thing. Jake, you like music, right?
I love it.
All right. So here's a name that growl.
Yeah.
Who's that from?
Oh, fuck. Can you play it again?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh,
man. All right. I know that's really? Not, that's not right.
Okay. We can move on to the next one. What about this one?
That's like System of a Down guy, right?
No, close. Corn.
Wait, do that? Well, that sounds like the beginning of Madness, but it's not.
What about this one?
You watch your mouth.
It's not Rob. I'm waiting for the Rob Zombie. Yeah. What is that?
More time.
You watch your mouth.
Is that Homer Simpson?
It sounds like The Simpsons.
It's Bob Odenkirk. Do you know that one?
No.
Same guy?
No, different.
Is that the dog that fronts that metal band?
No, that's a rooster.
That's Odenkirk.
That's... you guys are still really with the Mr. Show?
Yeah, wow. We're
No, that's Howard Dean.
Yes, I mean, like, I love, Bob's moved into serious acting.
Sure, yes. You know?
That's a great place.
All right, we got it. Yeah.
Went out on a big one.
All right, so we.
Wow, I failed at that game. I blew it.
It was just fun. I made those, and I want to use them as much as I can. I might even use them at my shows coming up at the Arlington Cinema Draft House.
Drops? You're going to bring Neil with you?
No, I made those, I can play those.
I don't have copyright.
Who opens for you? I've decided at 40 to start trying stand-up.
Hey, come on out. I'll give you $200. No?
Wait, where is it?
Arlington, Virginia, D.C.
Virginia, yeah.
Two shows. We can riff.
I was kidding about trying stand up, but
we can riff on a movie together.
I would love to do that.
I'll be doing that late nights, like the second shows is me riffing on a movie.
When is it?
End of the month.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Let's do it. You got time?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna end out with a submitted track from Narshmallow out of Oregon. Narshmallow, G-N-A-R-S-H, Narshmallow.
Oregon's Nardwar.
This is kind of, I'm going to say this is like proggy surf stuff. It's kind of fun. Thanks for listening to Jonah Radio.